mi gente, welcome to another episode of El ADN Podcast, where every week we sit down with the movers and shakers of our culture for an honest and intimate conversation about their career journey, including all the challenges and failures they've overcome to reach their current success. I'm your host, Victoria Leandra. This episode is the first of a two-part series in which I will be prepping you for the new year. First off, I'd like to finish the year by taking a look back at my previous year, and I want to walk you through that process. I remember back in January 2020, I sat down with my little notepad and I decided to manifest. Some people call it journaling, some people call it vision boards. I decided to call it manifesting it. I have the notepad here with me, and in the very first page, I said, manifesting, 3 dots, 2021. The way that I did it is that I wrote down my goals for the year as if I already had them. So I didn't say, I want to get a new job, or I want to move to a different city. No, I said, I'm grateful for. And that's the first thing that you need to do when you're manifesting your goals for the new year. You need to understand that they're already yours. In order for you to achieve whatever you want to achieve next in life, speak it out into existence. Because if you don't feel it in you, if you don't feel it in your bones, it's not going to come to life because you're not making space for it to come into your life. So I'm going to be very vulnerable right now, and I'm going to be sharing my goals, or at least some of the goals that I had for 2021. Number one, I'm grateful for creating El ADN Podcast, a show that's connected me to influential humans and has allowed me to have a platform of my own. I think the biggest part of this manifestation is that in previous years, I believe it was 2 years in the making, I had El ADN Podcast. Actually, I didn't have El ADN Podcast. I only had a podcast. I was very broad and generic with my goal for the year. Basically, I had the podcast in previous vision boards, in previous manifestation notepads, as you want to call them. But I never named it. I never manifested it as if it was my own. Thankfully, you're currently listening to it, so clearly it's a goal that I made happen for the new year. And I want to share with you a few others that I will be happy to sort of walk you through how I achieved those so that you can achieve your own goals as well. Number two, I'm grateful for the discipline and commitment I've developed that has resulted in the best, healthiest version of myself physically. I ran a half marathon. This one is very interesting because I'm going to be very frank. In previous years, I only wrote down, I want to lose weight. I want to be skinny. I want to wear a bathing suit on an Instagram picture because that's when I would feel confident in myself. But this year, it wasn't about the looks. It wasn't about how I looked on the outside. It was always about how I felt. Listen to this carefully. I said, discipline and commitment that I've developed that has resulted in the best, healthiest version of myself physically. Not once did I say that I wanted to be skinnier. Just changing the mindset in your goals can make a big difference in your life. And this one is crazy. Number three. I'm grateful for the on and offline community I've built of women that want to level up. I've grown my presence and my engagement rate, serving as conversation starters for the real life magic that happens when humans come together. This may seem a little bit, what the heck is she talking about? But I knew what I was talking about when I wrote this down in 2021. And looking back at it, this simply means that I wanted to, of course, build my following online, which I did. I remember back in July, I told my partner, I'm going to finish the year with 20,000 followers. We were having a beer and we cheered to that. And in fact, I finished the year with more than 21,000 followers. And again, this is just a number. So that's why in the journal, I said that I wanted to build a community online and offline. Because for me, what matters is what comes out of these digital platforms. The way that I brought that to life back in September was when I did an in-person event to celebrate the launch of El ADN podcast in Puerto Rico. I invited over 10 different women whom I admire, who they each have their own businesses, their own brands, their own journeys. And we came together as a beautiful community to connect with each other and to build with one another. Since that gathering, we've collaborated both on a personal level, but also on a professional level. And that's been one of the greatest joys that have come from 2021, because I think in 2020, we were pretty isolated. So again, for me, it's never been about the numbers and it's never been about the follows. It's always been about how can I take this relationship into the real world, into the real life? Number four that I want to share with you is I'm grateful to impact people's lives via public speaking and teaching, as well as conferences, panels, table discussions, etc. There's always been a part of me that has enjoyed sharing my story with others because I generally think that my story is a story that resonates with a lot of people. My parents come from very humble beginnings and they've worked their way up to make sure that my brother and I have the education and the tools that we needed in order to achieve whatever we wanted to achieve in life. My parents have always taught us that we could be anything that we want in life as long as we are great at it, as long as we excel at it. And my mom sometimes jokes that I whatever I want to do with life, you just need to be the best at it. This one is special because when I wrote these down in 2021 at the beginning of the year, I didn't see any clear opportunities for me. I didn't see any clear situations in which I could make these happen. It was more so of a manifestation. That's what I call it. I brought these to life because I spoke them into existence. Back in February, just a month after I wrote that down, Howard University invited me to speak to a journalism class full of people of color. And for me, that was very special because I was able to share my story and tell other students how I got it done and how my path was just an example, but that each one of them has a different path and that they should embrace their own path and to not compare theirs with mine or with any other. So again, I wanted to make this special episode of the podcast because I wanted to teach you how to manifest or how to prep your goal list for the new year. This is what I did back at the beginning of 2021, and it helped me. So I want to share it with you. Just to wrap up and recap in what I just talked about, number one, when you are making that goal list for 2021, be very specific and get detailed. Don't just say you want to launch a podcast. No. Say I want to launch the name of the podcast, by when you want to launch it, what will you be talking about, why you want to launch this podcast. Really get into your own head and envision it. If you don't envision it, no one else will. And once you know what you want, write it down as if you already have it. So again, number one, I'm grateful for. That's the first tip I'm going to give you. Number two, when you're writing down your goals, make sure that you're expressing your feelings. Make sure that you're saying how it's making you feel and that you're changing the narrative, especially for those goals that didn't work in previous years. And that's when I, again, repeat the example of losing weight. In previous years, my goal was to lose weight and that didn't happen because that's hard. My goal for this year was to become my healthiest self physically. in my healthiest self, if I'm being honest, is not skinny. My healthiest self is strong and muscular and freaking fit enough to run a half marathon. So that's what I achieved. That's what I trained my mind to achieve. Of course, I lost weight in the process, but the goal was never to lose weight. So I challenge you to reframe your goals so that you achieve them in a way that's healthy and sustainable. Number three, don't make all your goals about yourself. Make sure that you are including your community, because at the end of the day, you can go far by yourself, but you will go farthest with others along your side. For you, it may mean to hire people for your business, or it may mean that you will be hiring a photographer or a graphic designer so that that idea that you have in mind comes to life, because it's taking a lot of time for you to build it on your own. When you include your community in your goals, in whatever it is that you want to achieve, you'll go further. You not only have people helping you, you have people rooting for you and supporting you and making sure that you get there. Because sometimes when I'm not feeling like it, my editor, Jasmine Plata, she reminds me, hey, we have an episode coming up. Or my partner says, hey, you haven't been working out as you were working out before. Or my friend says, hey, do you want to come to this conference for self-growth with me? When you have others along your way, they make sure that you grow and that you continue steadily growing. So please never go at it alone, at least not for too long. You can start alone, but make sure that you bring others along the way with you moving forward. And number four, speak it into existence even if you don't know what's gonna come out of it. Because if you never write it down, you'll never have something to look back on. So for example, I achieved that in February, the speaking gig. Did I even know that that was a goal of mine at the beginning of the year if I wouldn't have write it down? The only way for you to see how far you've come is if you write down each of the things that you want to achieve, and then you reference back to those notes and say, wow, I am currently living one of my previous prayers. We are always living at least one of our previous prayers. And that's something that we cannot take for granted. As highly achieving people, we often only focus on the future. So this episode is exactly for that. To look back at what you've previously accomplished and let that guide you to what you will be accomplishing next. I want to take a few seconds to thank each one of our amazing guests for appearing on El ADN podcast this year. I want to thank them for their support and for believing in me, even when El ADN podcast hadn't even launched. So thank you, D-Nasty, Julissa Prado, Cindy Ramirez, Alicia Menendez, Lisette Rios, Serena Kerrigan, Juleika Lantigua, Liliana Vasquez, Jornes Corchado, Mela Pavón, Julissa Calderón, Karen Pérez, Tatiana Diaz, and of course our latest episode, Brittany Chavez. If you haven't listened to some of these episodes, make sure you finish the year strong by taking some time to get inspired and motivated by their amazing career stories. And of course, I don't want to finish the year off without telling you gracias for being a loyal supporter of El ADN podcast. We wouldn't exist without you. It's been a pleasure to build this community. Así que mi gente, again, I wish you an amazing end of the year and a happy, happy, happy and successful new year. If you'd like to support this podcast, you can visit anchor.fm/el-adn-podcast/support. Any contribution will be valuable to us, and you will be helping us in continuing to bring you amazing content. Thank you so much for listening. Gracias, mi gente. Be sure to follow, subscribe, and leave us a review. That's so helpful and exciting to us. If you learned something from this episode, share it with a friend. I'm sure they'll enjoy it as well. We drop new episodes every single Monday morning, but you can always find us on Instagram at El ADN Podcast. Share with us via Instagram stories and don't forget to tag El ADN Podcast and Victoria Leandra for a regram. El ADN Podcast is executive produced and owned by your host, Victoria Leandra, and edited by Jasmine Plata.